Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I wish to join other delegations in thanking the representative of the specialized agency here, the World Health Organization. I don't see her in the room anymore. I wish to thank her for her input here in our work that we are busy doing. On the first paragraph, I just want to... I don't see it. Yes, Chair, the way we read that paragraph as a delegation, the input that was provided by the World Health Organization sounded stronger than the current formulation now as presented by Mexico, which is supported by a number of delegations, because if we say states recognize the way that's how it started, to us, it places responsibility on the state, and it is the state that has to ensure the enjoyment of those rights. But the way it reads now, if you read it, it's just a declaration that people of African descent have the right to, and there's no guarantee, there's no enforcement, there's no responsibility placed on anyone to ensure that that is indeed enjoyed. So we would prefer the original formulation as presented by the World Health Organization. And what we're saying is actually consistent with other paragraphs that are following, because if you look at the following paragraphs, they place the responsibility on the state. And it is the state that should ensure that those rights are enjoyed throughout the text. So to be consistent, we would stick to the language as presented by the specialized agency. I mean, they are technical people, they know exactly what they mean. So without much ado on paragraph one, I would like to leave it there. On the second paragraph, that is 13.2, we are fine with the paragraph as is, with the additions by the World Health Organization. So you can add South Africa at the end. And the following paragraph, yes, we are similarly in line with what the other delegations have articulated. Thank you. We'll park there for now, Chair. Thank you very much.